Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to GreatLakesDragway.com.
O'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur coming in here about a half hour from right now. There's also some buzz going on at Miller Park today. We'll fill you in on what's going on down at Miller Park on 43rd and National. Coming up here in a little bit. It's Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM,
well, if you're
and
talking
the free
radio.com app. First-class organization. First
no
class.
Doubt about it. Special announcement coming up at 6:30 tonight. Stay tuned, and we'll give you all that info.
Don't Leroy got something in common with a certain somebody, too?
Who?
The president? No?
What? President of what?
Of what?
Yeah, what country?
The United States? Don't Leroy got something in common with the president of the United States?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yeah,
you better tell me this off air.
Both like your meat a certain way. Well done. Not eating it if it's not well done.
I think I'll take rare from now on. I'll just change that.
So Leroy will get gout. Yeah. That makes sense.
It's
all right, that's what
gout.
He's going to get.
It's worth getting gout. Let me have gout. Ruin my day, man. What you bring that up for?
414-799-1250. Right,
Lane. I know Gary voting for.
On Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. What are your expectations for the Packers coming out of the bye week? Leap 36, when we start with you. What are you?
Hey, let's go on a run.
What are you expecting?
I just did some promos for our company, and we talked about the 95 season when we went and beat San Francisco in the divisional round in 1995. Going out there, Mike Holmgren was returning. You know, he came from Super Bowl ring there. And I don't know if many people knew we were going to play that well. I think it was like 27-10 at the time or whatever. But it put us on a national map because at the time, San Francisco and Dallas were just dominating the NFC for a while. It just seemed like Deion Sanders would go from Dallas to San Francisco, wherever he was at, they just dominated. And we just kind of crowbarred our way in, and that was the game. That was the game that if you polled most of the guys in the 90s up until that point, you said, what was the signature game? Now, we later went on and lost to the Cowboys, but that particular game going out west, it just seemed like everything, it was a perfect storm. And we had guys like Jan Jurkovic, Matt LeBounty, and some of these guys. People really didn't know these guys, but we went out there with a purpose. We went out there knowing that Steve Young and that crew, they had an all-star team. But we had a great game plan. We were focused.
The game plan was to beat them up physically.
And that's the game we talk about, the Brent Jones game.
Wayne Simmons.
And that's the one. He limped off the sideline. He was saying that, you know, guys were holding or whatever, if it was, allegedly. But this could be the same way. It could be the same way because if a team – it's two teams – during the bye week, people kept asking me, are they for real? And the Packers were one of those teams. And the other one was San Francisco. Well, guess what? They're going to play each other. Whoever wins this game is going to be in the driver's seat for the most part, for at least a week. But this could be a signature win because if Aaron Rodgers, I think he's let it go, but if he's still talking about them, they should have took him number one. But LaFleur has family out there, his brother, his wife, they know each other. And all. It's a lot of, you know, parallels there. But for the most part, the parallel is the offenses. Both got, you know, two running backs that they use a lot. both quarterbacks and at any time could put up over 400 yards because Jimmy G just did that. But defenses are similar. You know, they get after the quarterback. Very optimistic defense. Richard Sherman, I think, is on the cusp maybe of being a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy plays well, and this could be a big game. So if you want to go into this game and win this game, this really sets you up and for the NFC to put you on notice that the Packers are for real. And I think that's what that's how they're going to approach it.
414-799-1250, this is the right lane. What are your expectations for the Packers coming out of the bye week? See Sparky Pfeiffer, what say you?
I think that coming out, I expect to see something different on offense. I expect to see something different on defense. I'm not expecting them to rewrite the playbook, but I'm expecting a wrinkle or two maybe on offense that we haven't seen in the first half of the season to maybe catch the Niners off guard.
How about ironing out some of those other wrinkles, Steve, like giving up all those explosion plays? That would be a wrinkle I'd like to see ironed out.
I'm getting to the defensive side of the football.
Oh, my bad.
I mean, it's similar to what you saw last time in the Bears-Rams game. Bears showed the Rams that 6-1 look, and Rams had all kinds of problems with it. Yeah. And the Rams struggled facing that, and weren't expecting to see it. That type of stuff is what you need to bring out in the San Francisco game. That type of stuff is what you need to bring out in the Vikings game the next time you see them. The rest of the teams on the schedule, you don't necessarily have to be all fancy or different with. But those two games, I think you have to show them something they haven't seen on tape yet, at least for those two games. Now, whether or not they've got enough stuff that they've been holding back to do that, or they've come up with some stuff in the bye week, I guess we're going to find out. But if they don't come up with something creative, at least on the offensive side of the ball, in this game against the Niners to throw them off a little bit, I would be surprised.
Gary, your expectations for the Packers coming out of the bye week?
Don't get too cute, though, doing all that and somebody mess up a play. So do what?
Don't be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, don't
do
that. Don't do that.
Well, I think when you start looking at the schedule, I mean, the schedule plays in their favor. Obviously, going to San Francisco is going to be a big game for them. I think maybe you never overlook anybody, but I think going out on the East Coast is, to me, is always a concern. But, I mean, that's a Giants team they should beat. Probably the next biggest game is probably going to be at Minnesota. I mean, it really all depends on what they do Sunday night. But the game at Minnesota, you know they're going to be ready to play at their place.
You know it's going to be loud.
They got the horn going. They'll have a chance, really, to get back in it, to get in the race and try to get in first place. So, if you look at the record, you're trying to finish this out. Maybe it's a one loss team on the way out, but most certainly it benefits the Packers. I think their schedule is much better than the 49ers schedule coming down the stretch.
Yeah, the 49ers got a brutal schedule. Yeah. After they finish up with the Packers, they take on the Ravens. They also have the Seahawks still on their schedule, the Rams as well on their schedule. And we saw a little bit different Rams team last night against the Chicago Bears, a Rams team that realized, oh, that's right, we have Todd Gurley on our team. We should run him 25 times, score a touchdown, and then win the game against the Chicago Bears team that was somewhat laughable last night. 414-799-1250 in the center lane. Who looks worse after this weekend, Colin Kaepernick or the NFL? Gary, what's your take on that after the circus that we saw go down in Atlanta this weekend?
Well, I think they both do. I mean, I'm not trying to send offense here. I think the NFL looks bad because I think, you know, you put something together. There's no rhyme or reason why you did it. This issue was all but buried. It was gone, and then you resurface it with little or no time for Kaepernick to get ready. And I think Kaepernick looked bad because if he really wants to get back in the NFL, sometimes you have to do what the man, in quotation marks, asks you to do and do it their way if you want back in the NFL. If you don't want back in the NFL, well, then don't do it. I mean, so most certainly if you're looking from a PR aspect, does it help Kaepernick from a PR aspect? I'm sure it did because I often heard in this business sometimes bad PR is good PR. So there's no such thing as bad PR in the media. So I think when you go back and look back on it, I think both lost in this particular case.
Yeah, that's true about it. I mean, when your name's back into the conversation and back in the eye, ultimately good things can come out of it. At least conversation can come out of it. There's more conversation now than about Colin Kaepernick than there was
before.
Absolutely, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. 3 weeks ago, nobody was even bringing it up. After the case was settled in court, Stevie, it felt like everything was behind. Then the NFL opens it back up with opening up the workout that was somewhat of a stunt, somewhat not. Maybe it was devised by somebody behind the scenes, and maybe it was just a rush PR stunt to say, we're going to give them an opportunity, and then Colin Kaepernick changed the rules and wanted to play by his rules, and now it looks like it might have egg on everybody's face.
Well, definitely, I think they both don't look good, but I think Kaepernick had a golden opportunity to come out looking pretty good in this thing and screwed it all up. If you're going to work out of public high school, this has to be set up in advance. I'm pretty sure you can't just get this all put together in 30 minutes or something and get it done that easily. So to me, it looks kind of staged that this whole thing was set up. And then you get there, and he already has security all there, his own security all there and set up. He's got guys there wearing his own shirts that promote Kaepernick or whatever the case may be. Brings his own wide receivers. Now he's asking, apparently there were 24 teams based on reports at the Falcons Training Center. Only seven of them made the journey, you know, an hour or whatever it was to the public high school. It wasn't like the public high school was three blocks away from the Falcons training facility. It was a good amount away in the suburbs that these folks had to drive out to if they still wanted to watch him play. I just think it looks really bad. And then you invite all the media in, you got all these other people there. The one thing they did not want to deal with was a circus. That's the one thing that's holding you out from being in the NFL. Nobody wants to deal with a traveling circus if you come in their locker room, especially if you're just a backup quarterback. They're especially not wanting to deal with that. So what did you do? You turned an event, a private event, not even an event, a private tryout, like the Packers would have on a Tuesday. Nobody's banging down doors to get into that thing. Those guys go in there, do their workout, get back on their plane, and go back home. That's all it is. You wanted transparency and all that, and I understand that. You could have handpicked two or three writers that you wanted in there beside the scouts that were there to tell their version of what they see. Gary brought up, why not just get a Falcons writer, like Dear Orlando Ledbetter or somebody in there that covers the Falcons? No opinion one way or the other, and let him give his side of things of how you looked in the tryout. But no, that wasn't good enough. So now you really created a big stir about things and made it even more difficult for teams that do want to sign you to sign you because you just proved that you can't even do that without creating a worldwide circus around the event. So I think this looks bad on him, and it could have looked great on him because up until Friday when we signed off the air, the NFL were the ones that looked like this was a big stunt, whatever. This isn't fair to Kaepernick. And then on Saturday, he reversed the whole thing.
Leroy, who do you think ends up looking worse out of this after the weekend was over in Atlanta?
I think it's a combination of both of it. They should never have done it. They should have waited to after the season to where you can get a full assessment of where he is physically, mentally. And you also get a chance for him to feel like, you know, if you don't trust somebody, then why work with them? I mean, it's almost like it was just kind of rushed. If the NFL really wanted to help him, listen, this year is not going to happen. But, you know, the first thing after the Super Bowl, let's put something together, do like a combine or something or a pro day and give teams a chance for you to come in and compete for a backup job, starting job, whatever. But to come in now, I mean, they do have a season going on right
sure.
now.
Sure, and so, there's only six games left in that season.
Yes, and some teams already are wrapped up. They ain't going anywhere. So why would they go there and do anything? I mean, but if you want them to be a backup team or a playoff-type team, Saturday was the only day they could have made that work. People are not leaving on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday when they got to scout other guys just for this. But the NFL, I mean, they should have been – for the 100th season, you don't need this kind of black eye. I mean, you just don't. You need everything to be trending towards the Packer game. You need everything in San Francisco or mm-hmm. even the game tonight that's in what? It's in Mexico.
Mexico City, right.
Yeah.
And the stadium that wasn't able to hold the game last year because 100. The field was bad. Now you actually yes. get that to go.
Yeah, that's what all that don't even get talked about. You should have been promoting Mahomes against Phillip Rivers, new kid on the block from the old head, that kind of stuff. But and then you don't even talk about what Lamar Jackson did. That kind of stuff just goes by the wayside because that's what they're here talking about. So now, where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here, Leroy?
We go from here just saying, listen, I apologize to my fans. Maybe it was rushed. I want to make sure next time I get a full opportunity. And I want to also apologize for maybe not being prepared about the venue because I know it was made some people a little, I mean, you know.
Squirmish,
yeah,
no doubt about it. Yeah,
yeah, don't do that. I mean, I'm not. I'm here to play football now. I've made my statement. I continue to do my social justice work, on and off the field. I'm here now to play football, and that's what my fans want me to do. So, okay, we both share some blame, but I'm a man. I can admit when I'm wrong. Let's keep this thing moving. I'll see y'all after the Super Bowl. Have a nice day. And then drop a mic. Just find one. Just take a mic from somebody and just drop it.
Steal it and then drop it down. Yeah. Let me borrow that real quick for a second.
And then go to the barbershop and get them to plait your hair up, though.
Plait?
Yeah.
Not braid.
Yeah. Plait it up.
That's a difference.
Yeah.
Does that mean that's like the thinner braids, or does that mean that's...
No, he got the nice enough hair. He can do the nice thick ones. Just
plait. No, he's trying to answer what's the difference between plait and braid. Do you know?
A plait and a braid. Yeah. See, I thought a plait was the way you do it, like one in, one out, one over, one in, one out, one over. That's what it's called, plaiting hair.
Mm-hmm. See, because I had somebody
braiding
me
hair is when you
one time that was not good.
Well, braiding was you bring in the synthetic hair and put with your hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you would like kind of glue it in there like braids.
Yeah, because we thought it was one time before a game that it would be cool if all the guys with long hair did dreadlocks one time.
Yeah.
We found out my one friend Dave was going bald.
Yeah.
And we found out that it hurt real bad.
Showtime
and I did not look good with it.
Showtime
at all,
going bald, no too. I think Showtime need to give it up.
He does have a little bit of a receding hairline. He's got a LeBron going on.
Yeah. You saw, that's why.
Showtime 33's got a LeBron going on.
Devontae gave it up too, didn't he?
I think Devontae's fine.
Did he get a cut or no? Did he go back to it?
What, the dreads?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he still got dreads.
Yeah, he still got them.
Okay. Yeah, no. But Showtime got a hair.
Oh, no. Was that Tremont that gave him up, or did he go back?
Now Tremont still got his.
Tremont still got his, too.
Joker gave it up.
Tremont Williams on the Bill Michaels show coming up on Friday.
Morgan Burnett, did he give him up or went back?
That's who gave it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was definitely
finally got one.
Yeah, no doubt
about it. Yeah, he got hurt.
Young Express.
Go ahead, Steve.
The company we talk about so much is continuing to grow. Are you looking
for the tour drive? I'm sure.
Yep. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based, family-run company? A company that's been in business for over 27 years. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, company we talk about so much, is growing, and currently they're looking to add straight truck drivers and positions in their sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. With the different positions open, there's one that is perfect for you. Here's yet another opportunity at Young Express. You hear us talk about driving a van for them, but right now, they could really use straight trucks. Usually, straight truck owner operators have to lease their truck out with the company. But at Young Express, you don't have to do that. They are looking for those people that want to maintain their independent status and run under their own authority. Here are some of the must-haves. You must have your own straight truck. You must have a DOT-approved sleeper. Must be dock high. And you must have your own authority. The cans, you can drive as a solo or as a team. Run the Midwest region with the 48 states, your choice. The loads are 99% no-touch freight, no breaking your back. All dock-to-dock, no home deliveries. Young Express has 24/7 dispatch, and here are the most important details, in my opinion. Over 900 direct customers, over 1,000 partner carriers. Why is that a big deal? Because if you're sitting in Kansas City, let's say, and they have nowhere for you to go to pick up your next freight, then you are sitting there not making any money, and you could argue you're losing money. So you want to make sure you are continuously moving around the country, picking up and dropping off freight. Check it out at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
That's Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, for Badger and Packer, running back, Leap 36, Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Back after this, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, 414-799-1250. Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com. I have the only show in the state where you can talk Packers football or NFL football with two guys that used to play in the NFL. One also played for your Wisconsin Badgers. That's Gary Ellerson. Badgers back in it, GE.
Just think about
alive and kicking. Did Daryl Thompson say thanks for cursing him?
You know what? Let me text him right now.
Man, I feel bad.
Don't do it. You may need him for tickets. Yeah. Don't do it.
Well, I already hit him for tickets.
Yeah, yeah, I already asked him on air.
Yeah,
you missed that.
Radio.
I know, but you may want to don't just mess with him right now. He's in a bad place.
That was a tough loss.
That was a tough loss. But you know, it's always tough to go play in
Iowa. Big Ten,
no doubt about it. 100%.
That's the Big Ten, Garrett.
They're also now I've also realized this. Iowa, because I'm people, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm not a big fan of the state of Iowa.
That's an understanding.
All of their trophies
you're missing out
are pigs. Their trophy with Wisconsin, the Heartland Trophy, is a pig.
I mean, they got
and their trophy
rubs.
With Minnesota well, just, is a pig.
Just so you know, that trophy with Wisconsin used to be a slab of bacon.
What's wrong with that, too?
Plucker, can you
look
that
up? A pig. That's the same thing Billy said.
Right.
It's a pig.
Plucker, can you... But now they got an actual pig. But
right. Now they got, like, the bronze pig.
Didn't it used to be a slab? Yeah. Didn't that trophy with Iowa... Google that. Iowa, Wisconsin used to be a slab of bacon.
From the rooter to the tooter.
We found that trophy, at, like, in a back storage closet somewhere up at the... Up
oh,
at
that
the
sounds event. Like something you guys were doing in the... After practice, maybe
yeah.
wandering around.
Yeah, maybe the slab of bacon. Maybe it was the pop. No, but I think it was the slab
they
of bacon.
They also have some kind of trophy between the team managers that play like a flag game that I saw
yeah.
a lot of pictures going
off
about.
At the McLean Center.
Yep.
We always do that.
Saw Wisconsin got the W this year, so good
okay.
for them.
We often thought, and then we the Iowa-Wisconsin rivalry, I feel like it's bigger than the Minnesota rivalry. But the Minnesota rivalry in Wisconsin gets more play.
It definitely feels more even,
yeah.
if that's a good
yeah.
way to put it.
Yeah.
There's been so many years where, at least in my lifetime.
It's so close.
It was
like a bust there.
Yeah, it was like a laughing stock if you were yeah. playing Minnesota. You knew they were going to get dubbed. You knew it was pretty much over.
What you got, Pluck?
So, yeah, it's a piece of wood that has an M or W carved into it, depending on which way you flip it. And it says bacon on each side, and they notched in who won the game and by how many points?
How long
year.
Ago was it, Plucker? Does it
that
say?
Was in 1948.
Okay, Gary
oh, yeah,
was
you
just
guys
born.
Are, you guys are definitely not supposed to be wandering around that relic. Yeah, definitely not supposed to be wandering around that relic.
1948. It was a slab of bacon. That's
what's
what it was,
wrong?
Plucker.
I don't see nothing
up
wrong with
until
that.
1948. So they had
until.
It from 1930 to 1948, it looks like, and
did
then
they
switched to the Paul Bunyan's Act.
Did they say that it, did it get lost somewhere and they just found it, or do you have those specifics in there?
Yeah, they just lost track of it. Nobody knows where it, what happened to
Saint
it
Karen's
in Minnesota's
house.
Locker room.
Allegedly.
It was in Minnesota's locker room.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Wait a second. So is Minnesota in Iowa?
No, this is Minnesota man. And Wisconsin.
So what? The Minnesota-Wisconsin was a slab of bacon.
That's correct.
Okay, there we go.
Nah, so it was not the axe. Okay.
So Wisconsin has a thing for pigs. That's what we learned.
Well, that could just
and
be
And then
it
turned into the axe? Is that what happened?
Right. In 1948, it turned into the axe.
Wow. Mm. But it was a slab. Well, look, how about that? They learn something new every day.
There
well,
you go.
I mean, I knew a slab of bacon was one of these jokers. I just didn't know which
you
one.
You just didn't know which one it was.
Hey, well, you know.
Had to be there somewhere.
414-799-1250.
What are your expectations for the Packers
like
coming out of the bye week?
I'm going to go to Wendy's
who looks
and
worse
get me a
after
bacon
this weekend?
Just
John
for y'all
Kaepernick.
Talking about that.
Or the NFL. Joel's on the south side. He's up on the fan. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Billy, you may or may not be interested in the fact that the Packers are giving 3 points on Sunday night.
Oh, you know,
and
what do you
we're
mean?
We just are accustomed because they've not made the playoffs the last 2 years that the Packers like these lovable losers, but they're legit, and they've actually beaten 5 teams with winning records this year. That's the most in the NFL,
and they're covering at the best rate out of any NFL team at 7-3.
So you know,
oh yeah,
and I knew you knew.
Well, you know.
The Niners, they've played nobody. They played the
nobody.
Seahawks, and they lost. And so the Packers, they're going to be okay. And, like, I just – what are the Niners going to do to the Packers? Like, we just have to understand that the Packers are a good team. And the Niners, while they have a good record, are not necessarily a good team. So it's like, what are they going to do? The Packers, they're going to be able to stop the run, just like they did against Carolina. And they're going to, obviously, with their pass rushers, be able to get after Garoppolo. So we just have to understand that, like, the Packers are a better team than the Niners. And, Billy, I'm with you getting 3 points. I might just take the money line. But anyway, they'll be comfortable against the Niners. We just have to understand that they are the better team. And we can't just, like, you know, they haven't made the playoffs. Okay, fine. But they're the better team. They are.
Appreciate the call, Joel.
Well, always calling up with his Homer stuff, man. First, he want to get rid of Davante Adams, and now he's trying to justify the Pack. You know the Pack is a good team, Joe. You ain't bringing no news.
But we'll see if they are in truly better than the Niners, because we'll obviously get the two teams to match up this weekend, and it will be settled on the field. But to that point, the Packers have taken care of most of the jobs they've had in front of them. They've now lost the game I think it's rightfully fair to assume when you go into an NFL season, you win a game you're not supposed to, and you lose a game you're not supposed to.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Chargers game, to me, feels like the one they were not supposed to lose.
Let me put a little small disclaimer out there. He said San Francisco hasn't played anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Them the same team that been beating them for years.
Oh, they're about to play a lot of good teams, so we'll find out.
Well, I'm just saying, when they were rebuilding, when they had to go give Lynch a job, because they were getting beat from them same bad teams. Now they're beating those teams, so when do you give teams credit?
I also have to figure this out because it does matter if the 49ers are for real, especially into the playoffs. If that is a Kyle Shanahan logoed hat that he is now wearing on the sidelines.
But y'all gonna
Matt Nurse territory.
But y'all gonna act like y'all don't know that Muskego playing Bayport is really the biggest game this weekend. Y'all need to stop this kind of stuff. Now that's what's fake. The biggest game is Muskego. And who they play, Bayport?
Who's the running back for Bayport?
I don't know.
Sam Gash's kid. Come on, man.
Hey, man.
This was the biggest game of the year. Shouldn't you know who's playing on both teams?
Show. Y'all going to act like y'all didn't see LeBron James also shake Mamba's hand.
Who's that?
You know who LeBron James is. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Muskego is the biggest game this weekend. We can wait to the Packers on Sunday.
But so are you going to go sit in the cold on Friday down at Camp Randall, or are you going to be here
You know black folks don't like cold weather, cuz. I'm going to be right in here with you.
Where are you going to be on Friday?
Well, I'm going to the game.
Thank you.
Are you going to be in the press box, or are you going to be out in the cold?
No, I'm going to be out in cold.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to be.
Are you excited for that, or is that more of a...
Listen, Gary more y'all than he is me, okay? I ain't finna go sit. I'm gonna watch it on TV,
not
on the radio. I'm gonna look on social media when Muskego went back to
My son's going to be there, so... He's going to be on the sidelines.
Sure.
So gotta go represent the sun and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. And, you know, glad to see him.
We're going
to
be here working.
Yeah, why don't you drink some more of that stuff so you get your voice right?
Yeah, that's my green and gold Kool-Aid.
You are sounding better, Roy.
Yeah.
Definitely are. Working out the kinks. J&J contract.
No need to work out kinks there, Billy.
Uh-oh, he wasn't jazz hands.
No need to work out kinks there, Billy.
Okay.
Because we can get it done over at J&J Contracts. Guys. Renovation of your home. Yes, we do. Renovations of home. I am on the payroll, Leroy. Renovations of homes. My good friends, Jason and Jay.
Jason rolling his eyes.
Oh, come on with it. J&J Contracts, come out and get your stuff done for you. Kitchen cabinets, yes. Countertops, yes. Bathrooms, yes. Add on a new room to your house, yes. Livable space. So what does that mean, Gary? Well, game room for your kids. Maybe
basement.
Man cave for yourself. Now maybe the kids, you had a extra kid, Steve, and you want to throw one of the kids down in the basement. They come on and put a new...
Throw them all in the basement.
Not literally. You don't throw them.
Put it in a whole new bedroom down in your basement.
Throw them all in the basement.
Come and put with the game room. Guys, my good friends over at J&J Contracts can do that and much, much more. Call them up today and ask for my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors.
We'll continue. Pick a lane. Also tell you the buzz down in Miller Park. And Matt LaFleur coming up next when he's Big Show on the Fan.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Wendy's Big Show's back with Leap 36, Leroy Butler, and Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here as well.
Oh, it's Half Baked. That's the movie.
Okay, that was have seen that movie. Yes, I have seen that movie. Okay,
Friday,
yes.
Half Baked, and How High.
That is a classic movie, no doubt about it. 414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's fresh, never
classics.
Frozen inbox. So there's a buzz going down in Miller Park. There's going to be an announcement coming up here at 6:30. It's the 50th anniversary of Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Nice.
And the leak of the new logo would be, you're assuming, when somebody closes down their pro shop and then says we're going to reopen in 3 weeks' time with a big grand opening sale and all this, we sold all our merchandise at 50% off. Most businesses are trying to clear something out for something very, very new to come on in.
Yeah, okay. There's a logo unveil, ball and mitt logo probably is what everybody seems to
think. I know what it is. I'm just not
from what we've seen, right?
Yeah, it's not a 36 logo. But it's
I tried to get it in, Steve.
I know. It's a ball and mitt logo. It's the assumption of everybody that we've seen leaks of. And it won't be with the baby blue. It doesn't appear. It appears that it'll be more navy blue colors.
Stick with the navy blue and kind of update the ball and glove, bring with the new colors that they've used, kind of dull the
I like
brew the, looking yellow.
I like the fact that they're staying in the news. This is just great marketing.
Making more money right before Christmas.
As they should. Black Not only Friday. That, their menu was one of the best of all time this last year. Unbelievable.
It was pretty incredible what they all did.
People forget about how good food's supposed to be, okay? And Fiserv, on platinum.
And if LeRoy Butler thinks your food is good, I mean, the dude's an executive chef, so you obviously are doing something very, very much right.
So good for the Brewers. I like that.
So the team store will open tonight for the grand reopening beginning at 7 Central. The announcement will come at 6:30 Central. And then there's a
signing. What about the players we were talking about?
With Keston Hira, Brent Suter, and Brandon Woodruff starting at 8 in the Brewers team store
tonight. According to Twitter, there's already a line formed at Miller Park.
I told you that at what? What time? 2
We talked about it at like middle of 4.
Those three players, Steve, they may not close. They're going to be thousands of people over there.
There will be close to that.
I bet you they'll get 600. I bet they get 600 people.
The dude hit 300 in his first year. I mean, I don't have to pump up.
And he's a really cool guy. But the first one, I want to talk to Woodruff.
You definitely don't have to sell me on talking to Brandon Woodruff.
I said, man, how,
my guy right
how
there.
You, Gary, how
does he
you,
talk to you?
How you,
yeah,
how you become an ace that quick? That's my first question. And I'm going to fold my arms and wait for the answer.
Dude's a baller, that's for sure. No doubt about it. Straight and grow that thick beard that quickly, too.
I'm
dude
jealous.
Shaved his back in like a week and a half.
Shout out to all the guys out there that got real beards. I can't grow one. It get all patchy. I'm going to try to grow it, though, this next 3 weeks.
It's like Billy.
That's
I'm
why
trying.
I'm looking a little rough.
I'm trying.
His face looks like dirt, though, because it gets all
it's
patchy
gross,
up.
Yeah.
He's got bare patches on the right
all
side.
All over the place. Yeah. See, right here on
your
the connection
mustache
is where
on point,
I
though.
Yeah, I do. I can grow a decent mustache. It doesn't look great, but.
But mustaches, that means you're a bad kisser. That's what the girls used to say. If you've got a mustache, you got to be clean like Garrett. Like, no mustache. Like Steve.
Well,
Steve
your
don't
boy,
have a mustache.
David Bakhtiari has a little bit of facial hair. LeRoy, you were out this past week, so I wanted to bring you back as part of our favorite part of the David Bakhtiari interview from this week. We were talking about getting tickets, and Gary kind of just asked of where does, you know, do you have guys staying with you? Do you open up your house? And David asking, does he allow guys that are coming to visit stay at his house? And he said this on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Coming up a couple of days ago.
Frankie moving in and having dogs, we've been trying to be a little bit more selective with our space.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when it was just me, I mean, I'm pretty easy. I didn't really care.
Hold it. Rewind that.
All right. Rewind it here.
You left your headphones on. You would have heard all of it.
No, I want to hear. I heard the part I want to hear, Steve.
You know, Frankie moving in and having dogs, we've been trying to be a little bit more selective with our space.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when it was just me, I mean, I'm pretty easy. I didn't really care.
I'm glad I wasn't here. I'd have made it very uncomfortable for him. If y'all don't know who Frankie is.
Winners?
That's a young lady sitting in the beautiful 12-piece sitting next to him when he chugged his beer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, that's his girl.
And she slammed a wine, though, too.
They make
she
a wasn't beautiful just, couple.
She wasn't just a bystander.
Yeah.
So how proud of your boy
My boy growing up. Now we got to get this extension done. Now that I know they're the move there, so we got to advocate for that. By the way, please vote for Bakhtiari, Showtime, and Kevin King for the Pro Bowl. We have to do our part, as we did with the Brewers with All-Stars. To get our, how many All-Stars do we have for the Brewers, Steve? 3, 4?
Five.
We have to vote. I don't hear this small market stuff. Vote for these guys for the Pro Bowl, because if he makes another All-Pro, then you're talking Hall of Fame stuff. You can say they got two Hall of Famers, not just one. But congratulations to him.
Let's talk to Mike on the south side, then we'll hear from the Packers head coach. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Whatever you got, my brother. Jumping off full length.
I got 3 pages, but I got to narrow it down here.
Do whatever you want.
December 2nd, right? Play farm?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm bringing the dog and 2 pans of double fudge brownies for you guys.
Now make sure
you're talking there.
You're going to love it.
Make sure there's no dog hair in the brownies, though.
I got 3 comments and a question.
Come on with it.
Kaepernick to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to beat the Packers. They probably like that.
Hang up on this guy.
And the Bucks, don't sleep on that guard. 3-fro. You know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
No, who is he?
He can drain.
Yeah.
You got to put a body on that tonight.
Okay.
And then I got a question for Gary and Leroy.
Yeah, come on with it.
Did you fall for that Thanksgiving turkey deal at the Packers?
Of course. Of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah, I told the story, I think.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, that's a couple months
ago. I remember Chris Jackie went off.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't. He didn't care for that.
No, he
didn't
like it.
Do you think they still do it, or the word got out?
Well, the word got out.
Yeah, I don't think they do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, we've asked Bakhtiari.
Call, guys. Go Bucks tonight.
Thanks. No doubt about it, Mike. We'll talk to you after the game. You can say Probst postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. So you fell for the
Of course. Well, I told the story, I think, about 2 months ago. Remember, it was saying it was free, and I went back, and they said you can get ham, too.
Oh, man.
You know black folks like ham, cuz.
Love it.
And get some pineapples put on there. And that lady told me it was $500-something or something. I said, for what? They told me it was free. Now we really need your credit card. I'm a rookie. I'm like, I ain't got no credit card yet. I got your number.
I got the $16 on me. That's about it.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing, man. They were waiting like I'm patting. I ain't got.
Start sweating, beating up.
Right,
Leroy. When they told Stills that he had to pay, he ready to fight somebody.
I believe that.
I don't think I'd mess with Kenny Stills.
It's all taped.
That's not
smart. All taped. We had a guy named Jerome. I forgot his last name. But he took it to the next level.
Yeah. And it got bad?
Yeah. But it was funny because we watched the video the following day in the meeting. And he was so embarrassed. But it had to be real.
It's got to be real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I think it leaked out.
We roll up there with two carts full
said
of turkey.
Full of turkey. They had a sign when you first go in. It said free turkeys for rookies.
You don't tell poor people
for
like
1990
that.
1990 class.
Free food.
Free turkeys and it read, you know, the fine print and .. hams. I said, man, I'm calling.
We're about to do something here.
That's what flipped.
How about we had two carts full of turkey and ham and no freezer to put them in?
Right. I just wanted free stuff.
Yeah, just have them.
I just put it outside though.
Good stuff to have.
My neighbor used to do that. He put all his beers, the Miller Coors, he put it outside. But he did not tell me this, Billy.
Or didn't tell
I used
you.
To drink, Steve know this story. I used to drink Tahitian Treat. You ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
It's red.
Loaded up with that
And
shirt.
I had that 300ZX Gary T-Top.
Couldn't even hear it when you turn it on.
Right. So I'm sitting in my back seat. No one told me to take the drinks out the back seat. I said, I'm going to leave them in the car so they'll stay cold.
So you got one right there whenever you need one.
No, dude,
man, they bust all over the car.
Skeeting everywhere.
Wisconsin people didn't tell me that.
Yeah,
they say we're so nice here, aren't they?
Yeah, they were so nice. They were laughing at me.
They're really, really
Brian
nice.
Brian Noble,
over.
Though. My guy, Brian Noble. I love him.
91.
He helped me.
Look at you.
He
I got a lot
me.
Of Brian Noble football cards.
He was my favorite. Him and Ron Hallstrom. They helped me take this. I didn't know seats come out of cars. I didn't know that. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, they did back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Took it out, and we took it, and they had this little extension, like vacuuming.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned it all up, and we took it, and I got a 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
Traded it in.
Good work. Proud of you. They're really nice people over there at the Wisconsin Golf Center, though.
Oh, yeah, guys. Just because outdoor golf season might have been early, don't put your clubs away yet. You can keep your swing on at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They have the latest state-of-the-art high-definition golf simulators, Leroy, of over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and
it
others.
A better golfer.
Get a foursome together for pizza, wings, and full alcohol bar, or make your office holiday party really special this year as you swing away while it snows outside. Don't let your golf swing go into hibernation. Keep it fresh at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
It's just fake.
.com.
No, that's legit.
It's real.
That's
stuff,
a real
right?
thing, yeah.
That's
I ain't been going that long. Y'all just crowbar reading that without offering it to me instead of Gary.
They asked for the best golfer on the big show, so they
you
gave
better
him Gary.
Offer it to people that going to have people go over there. Right?
People go over there because Gary told them to go over there.
Man, give me that read.
Well, that's why people started watching
it all over
Mercedes Benz. They said, bring somebody that's going to bring some people
what
over here to buy
Benz. I'm going over there.
Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
Where's that located?
Oh, boy.
Where is it? Is it?
Oh, this guy.
It's in Waukesha.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Right off 164. Yes. Good spot. Really good spot.
We
Wendy's
need to
big
go
show
over there.
Here.
We're shooting a video.
On 105.7 FM, 1280 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Matt LaFleur self scouted on his travel plans. They're changing things up next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You hear from Leroy Butler on what his bye week included. But first, Matt LaFleur learned something, and the Packers changing up the way they get to the West Coast. Matt LaFleur after the bye week here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That is Matt LaFleur earlier today up at the podium getting ready for the Packers to come off the bye week. There we go. He's going to bring his team out there on Saturday. Learn their lesson, right? So no one's going to go get drunk on Friday night.
Well, you don't play till Sunday
worry
night.
About that.
We got to talk about this tomorrow.
I mean, we're all good, right? There's no fear. No issues.
Yeah. Going on Saturday. We need to talk about
it. Why not go on Wednesday? Why not go on Thursday? No. Why do you have to wait till Friday or Saturday go?
Well, you normally go on Saturday anyway.
I know that, but why not? I mean, whole Friday night thing, the last time, why not just go Friday morning or go Thursday night?
But you're feeding into something that actually happened when you do this.
Right.
No, I'm feeding into the fact that every time we go west, or most teams in the Midwest or East go west, there's issues with adjusting to the time zone. So why not just go earlier than, say,
because
Saturday?
Because Sunday night doesn't matter. Sunday night gives you all the time in the world that you need to get acclimated.
So you're saying your body needs what, 24 hours to acclimate? Is that it?
Listen, Michael Jordan put up, 150 points on Utah?
Stop. Don't say Michael Jordan. I don't want to hear about Michael Jordan.
Okay, well, what about...
He's on his own planet.
Okay, I'll tell you.
He is his own planet.
Okay, the NBA, they go change zones all the time,
and
right?
West Coast trips are brutal for teams.
Giannis put up 50,000 on somebody on the West Coast.
Yeah, but that's Billy.
What difference does
it make? Get a Brewers team that goes west, that's always
that's
a nightmare.
Mental.
Bucks, you go west, that's a nightmare too.
I'm good.
It is.
I'm good in every area code.
Not everybody's you.
I think it's
you
also
should be.
Well, I wish I was.
We're talking about this tomorrow.
I feel like it's also worse for teams going from the West Coast to the East Coast,
man.
Right? Like if you're going in here and I'm playing a game that's usually at 9 a.m. for me.
No, the California.
To Seattle put up 34 points.
Right. That's where I feel like you'd really be getting messed up there.
No.
But
if you go to London, fine. Yeah, let's talk about this.
What about Mexico?
Yeah, I'm good there too. It don't matter.
In Mexico?
Good is good.
Wherever I got to be, I'll be there ready to rock and roll. Game will be in Mexico tonight.
All area code.
Wow, I can't even pronounce it. Azteca.
Too.
Yeah, there he goes. But more importantly, at the United Center, it's Bucks and Bulls. After the game, I'll have the Pick and Save Probes post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Talk about that with you after the game right here on The Fan. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, C. Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. We're back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you after the game on The Fan.
Let's go. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.